Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wasn't that awesome? Hallelujah. Give them another big hand clap. Glory, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, give Barbara a big hand clap. She did wonderful. Glory be to God. Amen. That was good. Eh? Though, after we sang the last song, way now we're not singing, it sounded different. Eh? That's why I was like, are you playing the same song? Didn't it sound different? Yes or no? Hallelujah. Yeah, so that was good. Eh? Amen. Yeah, it's good to give thanks. Eh? Amen. It's good to give what? To give thanks. And it's good to flow with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yeah, I tell the worship team that don't be religious. Amen. Yeah, as you choose the songs, be led by God. Okay? And be led by who leads which one. Glory be to God. Amen. I love you, Lord. That last song should have been done by what? You know, because it comes with a bang, you know, so you need someone loud, you know. Glory be to God. You remember that I was in the choir in Smack. Glory be to God. I was in the choir in Smack. Senior one and senior two. And I used to sing soprano. Amen. Before adolescence set in. I have a sister who was in Budo. So she used to ask me, so you guys, the whole school, your boys, so how do you sing? You know, But she didn't know that senior ones and senior twos, senior two first term and second term, you know, the voices begin to break around media. Okay, so there are senior ones, man, who can do soprano. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God is good. So thank you so much. So Happy New Year to all of you. Yeah, say Happy New Year to your neighbor. Wish them a great New Year. Hallelujah. It's good to see you, eh? Good to see you, and the worship team has begun in style. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Where's Bruce? Yeah. Bruce is back. He was making money. End of year. Money to eat for the beginning of the year. So now he's back. Glory be to God. Amen. God is good. Glory be to God. So what have you done in the New Year so far? What good things have happened in the New Year so far? Hallelujah. There's a time when you talked about chasing girls. Have you caught any? You talk about chasing girls. At your age, you shouldn't be chasing girls. You should be chasing women. Okay, girls, yeah. Glory. Isn't there a difference? There's none, really, yeah. It's okay. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen and amen. Can I tell them something about you? Well, I don't know if it is good to say on the what? Pulpit. Hallelujah. So, God is good. Amen. Now, one thing, as you begin the year, what God would want us to do is to, whatever he has called us to do, amen, we should begin with a new year with a resolve to accomplish it. To accomplish whatever he has for us to do in this year. Glory be to God. We shouldn't just live like anybody else. We should live as people who have a purpose, okay? And with the resolve that we have to complete what we have to do in the next, how many days? 360 days, 359 days, whatever. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, that's what God would want us to do, eh? Okay? Find out what you need to do, what God has for you to do this year, and do the best you can to accomplish it. Hallelujah. Do the best you can to do what? To accomplish it. Of course, for some things, you get to know them as days come and go. You know, you get to know them. And when you get to know them, please do them. Do them well. Do them to the best of the ability that God will give you. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, there's some of you who know what you should do. Okay, so, again, go on, have the resolve, determine that you're going to accomplish the will of God for your life for this year, 2018. Hallelujah. Some people get to know what they should do, in advance. For some people, it just stumbles on them. And it's not wrong. Sometimes God can just decide that for someone, I'll tell them in advance, for someone, as they walk with me, then they will know. Glory be to God. Amen? It's amazing. I've been reading Janet Museveni's book. What is it called? Denise, you're the one who bought it. What is it called? My Life's Journey. My Life is Journey. Okay? And it's interesting. This lady never had a clue, man, that she'll become a first lady, that her husband will become what? President. It just fell on her like this. You understand? She's born again, but in the book, there's nothing she writes about. I had a dream one day, didn't show the thing, zero, nothing. So there are some people, for some things God deals with people like that. As you walk with him, something just, it just falls on you. For some people, they get to know in advance. Hallelujah. Amen. I was reading her book. I said the first time she met this guy, they asked the guy, so what are you doing? What are you doing? Then the guy said, I'm fighting, I'm in. Can you imagine? Find a guy like this, he has no gun. Then you find, what are you doing? I'm fighting, I'm in. Yeah, and this lady, she laughed. She was like, that was the most crazy answer. So it just didn't dawn on her. Amen. There's a guy who does a who, I don't know whether he vowed, but he says he will never read that book. Glory be to God. But God is what? God is good. Hallelujah. But it's an interesting book, and it just shows you that all human beings are the same. All human beings are what? Are the same. And Janet and her husband, Museveni, they understand you very well. Like if life is tight, rent is tight, Museveni understands you, Bulungi. You don't believe that? The guy clicks you very well. In fact, it is you who might not actually be able to click him. Because now here's a guy who slept under trees. For how many years? For some years. Now for years, you have what? Iron sheets over you. And some of you have tiles. Some of you is just some concrete thing, like me. Because I stay in apartments, so they're not iron sheets. They're not apartments, rather tiles. Because I'm on the ground floor. You understand? Amen? But they are the same, you know, human beings, same challenges. Amen? The challenges you get when you get 50,000. You know, they're the challenges Janet gets when she gets how much money? How much? Janet has ever taken a bank loan to build a house. Was it to build or to buy a house? A bank. You're like, what? Why didn't you tell your husband? Well, I don't know, but she took it. Maybe that's the reason why some guy says you'll never read that book because it's full of lies. You know, eh? Janet, a president, you know, eh? And not for some big thing, a house alone. Glory be to God. Amen? But God is good, eh? But one thing I'm happy about is that at least she decided to use her position for good. You see, she used it, or she's using it for whatever she thinks God has called her to do. And that's good. So you can see someone who's endeavoring to fulfill the will of God for her life. Hallelujah. You think you just be a first lady, then you're just there eating, watching TV, you know, You know, going for holiday in Cape Town, in Amsterdam, you know, You know, Doing what? Huh? It's your calling, to be a first lady. Good. Your husband can be a first lady. Whoever you marry, you can call him president. You understand? And that makes you a first lady. Hallelujah. That makes you what? Hallelujah. Amen. But she's endeavoring to what? To, you know, she seeks God, what to do, You know, There's some of you who don't want to hear this jazz. But, you know, anyway, glory be to God. So, yeah, but by the way, those people are humans like you. Do you understand that? Now, there's someone who's looks at you also and they're like, man. You understand? There's someone in the village, there's someone just here on the road when they see you. You know, it is the way you look at Museven. You believe that? You don't? I'm telling you, You know, either I have a poverty mentality, but when I go out with friends, and then we go somewhere and we eat food of 20,000, man, I sit back and I'm like, I hope these guys realize that we are prosperous. 20,000? I see some of the things my kids do, what they get, and I'm like, I hope one day it dawns on these kids that they are prosperous. There are people who walk from Bwayese, from wherever, from very far to town to work. Now for you, you get a taxi. You know, and you pass them, guys, By the time you pass them, they woke up long time ago. You know, When you pass them in a taxi at 6:30, for them, they began their journey at 5:30. Then nobody says, shoo, you know, And they are looking at those people in taxis and say, man, God, one day, man, make me like those people. Hallelujah. But it's true, You know that, You guys don't seem convinced, That's what I'm saying. I guess maybe I just have a poverty, But honestly, hallelujah, you are prosperous. I'm saying you're doing very well, You're doing what? You're doing very well, and you should thank God for that. That's why for me, you cannot, no one, whether it is Clinton, what's his name, Trump, no one can convince me that I'm not prosperous. Food of 20,000, you know, and that food, by the way, of 20,000 here in UG, you can't get it in the States. Local food, You know, 20,000, when I was in the States, I used to go to a place. It was a Ghanaian restaurant. you know, where you could find something like Gonja, you know, some nice stuff, you know. And it wasn't 20,000, it was very expensive. But now, yeah, you have something much better under 20,000. Glory be to God. The people, I guess, who enter the church when I'm there, and they see, man, that guy is eating food of 20,000. Guys, can their food is 1,500. You know these things, don't you? You're a new G. Hallelujah. I was going to point out someone who might not know these things. Amen. Yeah, glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You are what? You're prosperous. You're doing very well. Amen. And that's why I just don't understand how people cannot be givers. You're eating food of 20,000 and you say you don't have anything to give. Really, just sacrifice one meal. You know, you're eating food of 3,500 and say you don't have money to give. Just sacrifice one meal and give the 3,500. You're doing well. You're prosperous. Hallelujah. Amen. But anyway, what I was saying, those guys are people like you. Amen. They are people what? Years ago, many years ago, I think it was 2002, I have a friend, some guy, he's the president's nephew. He used to take me every Sunday. He used to take me to State House for fellowship with Janet and her kids. Okay? I went there like 4 times, you know. You know, now when you're the only house, you understand? All of them, you know, Janet, the kids, and I was the only, And you see these kids, man, they are normal people, man. The difference was that it is more money and more power. However, same fellows. Glory be to God. During that time, I didn't have a job. I just finished internship, med school, okay? Then I got a job in Chenjojo, some research thing. Okay, the job was in Kampala, but I was going to go, up country. So I went up country the first week, to see where I was going to work from. So that week, I missed fellowship at State House. Okay, then the following week, I went back. Now, they were told that week when I missed the fellowship, they were told that, by the way, Moses got a job. So when I came back, that's when I realized these kids are normal people. They were honest, sincerely excited. They were like, we heard you got a job, praise God, They were on, I'm telling you the truth, That's how you are like, they were excited that I got a job. They were happy for me. We didn't see you last Sunday, They were very great, grateful to God and happy for me that I'd gotten a job. And man, that job, man, I was earning 1.2. But it was like I was the richest man in the world. That money was too much. too much. I'm telling you. I used to give, to church, I used to give 25%. Percent, start, get the salary, and I used to get it in cash. I think I used to pay myself, cash, man, 25%, then now you look for that thing, that money, there was nothing to use it for. I was loaded. I would go to eat somewhere, in change your German good food, kalo and chicken, Then you eat in a place, then you jazz with the waitresses, and they tell you they are born again, but then they are drinking alcohol. Then you're like, selling alcohol and what, but born again. Then they tell you, man, we don't want to do this, but life is tight. We also know that man is not good, but life is what? It's tight. Then I'll tell them, okay, so if you're to change, to do some other work, how much money do you want? Then I tell them, I'll come back, and you tell me. Because I was so loaded, 1.2, so loaded. Okay? Then they would tell me, why? Then I'll come on the phone, you know, well, like 400,000. I was like, okay, tomorrow. Then I come back, man, find shoo, you know, yeah? I was so loaded. Glory be to God. That's why for me, I just don't understand. Someone has a car and then they think they are broke. They, you know, they are there on God's case for a new car, you know. Okay, tell God you want a new car, but don't be on his case, you understand? Don't pray like you know, like you're going to die, you understand? You know, Meanwhile, again, I didn't have a car. I had nothing. I wasn't even thinking about buying a car. For me, I was just too loaded, having too much money to give away. Glory be to God. Even the thought of buying a new car, I'm like, man, that is wasted money. Money I would have given away. Now buying a car, now the car is just there. Now no money to give. By the way, don't do this at home, okay? And man, that was me. You answer, that's me, you know, eh? Don't try to do these things, eh? Unless, if you want, you can do them, eh? But it's exciting, that kind of life, eh? It's exciting. I didn't have a girlfriend, eh? So these things of going out, you know, spending money on presents, gifts for, you know, my money was my money to eat a little food and to give away. Glory be to God. You guys don't know where this FPO thing came from. Eh? Hallelujah. Give away everything. Eh? Hallelujah. You know, then many years later, you know, I began to court, you know, and a man. My whole life. It was like my whole life, eh? It was like I was dying, eh? I was like, man, this thing, eh? We are now, money given now, you have to go away. That's when I go to, you know, some expensive, you know, places, eh? Good African coffee, you know, eh? I didn't know those places, eh? I would hang out with my friends, boys, eh? We go where they give you a lot of tea at some good price, you know, not good African coffee where you pay how much for some. That's rubbish. Rubbish completely. Money to give away, then you give it to some businessman, some rich guy. So I began to date that man. Then someone to now, it's like now you have to plan a wedding, so you have to start putting money aside. I was like, God, now money aside for, glory be to God. Amen. But somehow, you know, I'm not yet, you know, I haven't yet recovered real well. But God is good. Hallelujah. There's something called when someone has a gift. You know, that was just a gift. Eh? It's a gift. So now a gift. Now it's being cartel, you know, being. It was tough. Eh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I was prosperous. Eh? Amen. But I was telling you, those guys are like you. Eh? So I was earning 1.2. You know, eh? But man, you would see those girls, and you know, their brother, man. I didn't think they were more prosperous than me. Glory be to God. Amen. Then one time, you know, the fellowship were closing, and then they requested me to pray. Okay? Hey, man, that was, you know, that was an experience. Eh? So I prayed, a closing what? Through prayer. I prayed, then I blessed them. Man, when I finished, man, these girls came, Museveni's daughters, they came crying. They are like, thank you so much for praying for us. You know, eh? Most people say this about us, you know, this thing, but you pray the way they were crying. Eh? Then at a certain point, I went to talk with their mom. You know, it's a fellowship. Eh? So after that, you go, you take a cup of tea, a snack. Eh? Then you just with anyone. Eh? So I was talking with the mother, and then one of the girls came. She's like, Mommy, did you hear how she prayed? And then they started crying again, man. They are not people like you guys. You understand? Eh? They are like you. Hallelujah. They are like what? They are like you. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. But I thank God that Janet is doing all she can to all she thinks it's the will of God for her life. She's using her position to accomplish it. Hallelujah. I know that some of you are angry right now. You're like, but wasn't anything better to talk about in the beginning of the year? Hallelujah. Amen. Anyway, she's doing her best. Hallelujah. And you yourself, you too, you should do your best to accomplish the will of God for your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you are like, man, I'm coming to you for some job, you know? Job like, you know those guys, you know? Hallelujah. Colossians 4:7a. But I haven't met them now in years, over a decade, you know? So I don't know nothing about them now. But there was a wedding, Joseph, okay, yeah, his wedding. The reception was at a state house, you know, years ago. So we were there. I was seated in the crowd. Then this guy, what's his name? Odrek? Needed help for something. You know, something. Then the guy called me. From the break, oh no, come out. You know, Man, you could have seen how guys were looking at me. You could see guys were like, man, who is this guy? You know, This must be some, it's Israel guy, you know, As in, how, from the blue, all of, among all, they pick you, I also don't know how I'll speak, and I wasn't wearing shades. Like an interview, you know, Anyway, but Colossians chapter 4, verse 17. Colossians chapter 4, verse 17, it says, this is Paul. Paul is saying, and say to who? Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. Do what? Take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may do what? Or fulfill it. That's what God is telling you right now. Okay, this year. Take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. Glory be to God. Barbara has kicked off well. Amen. The ministry she has received in the Lord, she's fulfilling it. Amen. Bruce has started from where he began. After making dimes. Glory be to God. After making what? Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. You know it, It talks about the sons of Issachar, who knew the times, Okay, they could discern the times, and they knew what ought to be done. Amen? Amen? In this year, 365 days, this year, 2018, okay, get to know what you're supposed to do in this one year, and do it. Hallelujah. And that is a sign of wisdom. Anyone you find accomplishing the will of God for their lives, they are wise. Hallelujah. Amen. Simple things. Glory be to God. And when you do that, God will reward you for that. Amen. When you're faithful at what you have been called to do, God will do what? Reward you. Proverbs 28, verse 20 says, a faithful man will abound with blessings. A faithful man will do what? Will abound with blessings. Glory be to God. If you're faithful in what the Lord has called you to do, you'll abound with blessings. Blessings in this life and blessings in the life to come. Are you listening to me? You know these things. These are simple things. They don't even need a sermon. Hallelujah. But we had to have a service first Sunday of the what? Of the year. Glory be to God. A faithful man will abound with blessings. Amen? God gave me the gift of giving. Eh? The gift of what? It's a gift, man. Amen? It's a gift. It's a gift. Hallelujah. Eh? And, you know, from the time he gave me that gift, oh, when I realized I had it, eh? You know, eh? I just couldn't be there eh? When the gift wasn't at work. You know, eh? I just can't be there when I have money and the gift is it's there. You know, eh? Hallelujah. There's some of you are wondering, but Pastor, well, you've not given me any money. That time I came to you, I was telling you issues, then you just prayed for me. Hallelujah. You just prayed for me. I remember. These preachers, they don't practice what they preach. But anyway, those are yours. Eh? But for me, I have the one. The gift. Hallelujah. And man, over the years, I can see the blessings of God abounding upon my life. Glory be to God. Amen. Those who know me, guys like Mr. and Mrs. Mwanga, you know, those who know me, there is, if you are now like Sam, I'm sure, when he got shocked, when he had that man, there's something between Geraldine and Moses. Then the girl was in total shock. Eh? You know, there's a guy, you know Ibra. There's a guy who now does some work at Zoe. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Now, anyway, so that guy, well, with him in Smart, 6 years, you know. And so, one time, I'm with him. Then, he knew Geraldine from school, you know. So when he heard that I was dating Gerald, he's like, let me call some hobby of mine, Mondo Anthony. Eh? He called Anthony. He's like, hi, Anthony, are you driving? Are you driving? Because if you're driving, I want you to first, you know. Glory be to God. Because what I'm going to tell you, you might crash. Glory be to God. But the Bible says, a faithful man will abound with blessings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A faithful what? A faithful man will abound with blessings. Hallelujah. I was faithful with my gift. Eh? Most of you know the story of my kids. Eh? It was not too much praying. It was just putting the gift at work. Hallelujah. That money I gave away in Chenjojo. Then I went in Apache. Eh? You know, then I went to Arua, deep in the village. You guys don't know that I can ride these boda-boda things. Gerard, do you know that? I used to drive a bike, eh? From Terego, sub-county. Yeah? Terego. Who knows Terego? Deep in the village, Terego. Up into Arua town. You know, eh? You know, this is what I'm telling you. We are the same humans. Eh? Hallelujah. And I used to drive at fast, you know, speed. Glory be to God. One time, did I tell you, Gerard, that story? One time, man, at night. You know, man, the thing through me at night. you all know, in the village alone, deep in Villa, it had rained. So I came. Hallelujah. But I didn't get what? Injuries. You know, But then so while I'm in Terego, then I went, Kihihi, Kanungu, man. The gift was at 1.2. Yeah. Then later they increased it to 1.5. More money to give away. Glory be to God. More money to give away. Then I was faithful, you know, the gift. Okay, I'm working the gift and I'm also being faithful at my work. You understand? Okay, faithful are two things, the work and the gift. You see, Then my employers were so, you know, blessed with what I was done, and they gave me a scholarship, you know, to do the, you know, to go to the States and study. You know, because a faithful man will abound with blessings. Glory be to God. So purpose this year, to be faithful to whatever God has called you to do. Hallelujah. Some of you have the gift of giving, but you have somehow decided to be faithful at begging and stealing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That is the first one for the new year. Hallelujah. Just decided to be faithful at begging, man. Because apparently, it is Janet who should give you. They're the ones who have money. For us, we don't have money. 50K, really. Amen? Those guys, fellowship with Janet, they're the ones who have money. They're the ones who should give us. Amen? Yet you have the gift. You give us. Hallelujah. You do what? Yeah. Janet, I'm telling you, she will be excited if, man, you saw her somewhere and you gave her 10K. How you get what? That's another story. But she'll be like, by the Ugandans, our country is so poor, but people are generous. Then she would even cry. I looked at the young man. I looked at his shoes. And he gave me 10,000. You know, Then she'll go and tell the husband. You know, 10, what would the husband say? You know, this man just say, those are the movement children. Movement children are generous. You know, they're even earning money. They have money to give away. Wow. Hallelujah. You can't give what you want. Amen. So, be faithful this year. Amen. And you will abound with blessings. Glory be to God. You will do what? Abound with blessings. Glory be to God. Revelations chapter 2, verse 10. It says, part B of the verse says, be faithful until death, and I'll give you the crown of life. Okay? That's a blessing. When you're faithful, no matter what. Okay? The Bible says you receive a crown of life. Basically, you'll abound with blessings. Blessings in this life and blessings in the life to come. Hallelujah. Okay? And there are different kinds of blessings. Okay? Blessings for someone might be a promotion. Hallelujah. Blessings for Bruce might be what? Those people that guy is chasing. A girl. A woman. You understand? Okay? Blessing for someone else can be a kid. Blessing, you know, different kinds of blessings. Alright? Blessing for someone else can be greater influence. You know, same work, but now at a greater level. You understand? Amen? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing deep this year. Well, this Sunday. This year they might come. I don't know. Okay? Even Jesus, by the way, was faithful. When Jesus came in the earth, he just didn't come to be around. Just to what? He came, he knew he had a purpose. You know, he had a purpose. And he came committed with a resolve to accomplish the will of the Father, the purpose of God for his life. And Jesus should be our example. Okay? And after he did that, he was rewarded. You know that? Jesus was what? Jesus also got rewards, man. Hallelujah. Amen? And you shall also get what? A reward. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. From verse 5 it says, that therefore, when he, Jesus, came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you had no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do your will, O God. Glory be to God. Okay, somewhere in heaven, there's a book, all their books. Okay? And somewhere in those books, or that book, you know, Jesus, you know, knew that it is written of him. Eh? Just like you, eh? It is written of you somewhere, in some book, what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Amen? And if you don't know it, find out, and then go ahead and do it. Amen? So Jesus said, it is written of me. Okay? And to do your will, O God. Hallelujah. And you all know, when he was on the cross, before he gave up the ghost, before he gave up the spirit, okay, he said that it is finished. He finished the will of God for his life. He was faithful until the end. You know that, Amen? Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5 to 11. Talking about Jesus, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. The reward now is coming. Verse 9 says, therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Okay? Why? Because he was faithful. Because, you know, if you're faithful, blessings will abound. Okay? So God gave him a name. You know, Hallelujah. Man, if you're faithful, God can give you a name. Hallelujah. I'm not sure what Museveni was faithful at. Okay? There was a time, you know, when he was in Ntare school, in Humbara, where that name didn't mean anything. Museveni, you know, say what, Mukasa, you know, anyway. Hallelujah. But then there came a time, you know, now that name, glory be to God. I know there are some of you who don't like it. However, you can't deny the fact that that name is what? It's a great name. Hallelujah. Amen. It is a what? Hallelujah. But I don't know what was faithful. Maybe his calling was to fight what? DP. Was to fight UN to liberate the country, you know, And probably was faithful at that. People have callings, you understand? Just like you, we all have, you know, callings. And that calling gets fulfilled in stages, You know, Hallelujah. The ultimate comes after a process, A process of being faithful at every stage. Okay? Amen? Hallelujah. So probably he was faithful at helping to overthrow Amin. You know, Glory be to God. Amen? Then again, was faithful at overthrowing. Anyway, you understand those things, This crowd that I'm talking to, Hallelujah. And, by the way, having, you know, when you see how, you know, when you think about their mother, you know, she was saved, and she helped to do stuff in the village, you know, she was born again a staunch, you know, how she named her kids. For me, I am convinced, of course, this is not in the Bible, you know, God hasn't told, but for years, many years, I've been convinced that there was a special hand on that family. You know, you are getting angry. But try to be impartial. Just look, hallelujah. When you look at now, like Salim Saleh, how he was known, Caleb, Caleb and Joshua in the Bible, the two guys who, entered, the promised land and they fought, then his, the son name, the meaning, you just see that there was destiny. Hallelujah. Museveni was named after those soldiers, the king's, African rifles, who had come back, from the Second World War. I'm telling you, I'm reading history, you understand? Hallelujah. So now the name, being named after fighters. Do you understand? So destiny, man, destiny. This is where guys will think, why is this tribe, I'm like, that doesn't matter, What matters is, I'm convinced, he was destined to become the president of this country. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just say, there are things destined for you, man. Glory be to God. There are things destined for me. And every day, I'm like, God, help me to continue being faithful. So that by the time I'm out of this world, I'll have accomplished the will of God for my life. Glory be to God. Amen? This thing that Sarah came and did here, it was always in the desert, it was there. But I couldn't get it until I'm faithful, with what I was supposed to do at that time. Glory be to God. I keep telling you that Moses, was a leader of a nation. You know that? Hallelujah. So what Sarah came to do was part of destiny. It had to be done. But until you're faithful at a certain point, then you get it. Do you understand? And I haven't said that I'm a head of a nation. Okay? I'm just preaching my own things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? So be faithful. Hallelujah. So Jesus was faithful. So the Bible says that therefore God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and those where? Under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I hope you people know that there are people under the earth. Huh? There are people where? There are beings under the earth. Hell is somewhere in the center of the earth. You know that? The scripture says that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? We're talking about purpose to find out what you need to do this year and do it well. Okay? Juliana, do your work well. Any one of you, do your work well. Don't be the anger or the work well guy either. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Like Paul also, he had a calling and he was faithful. Just like Jesus, okay? There were issues that were coming, bad things that were coming to Paul. But he said that none of these things move me. Nor do I count my life dear to myself. Why? So that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. These are the serious chaps, man. See, the guy gets to know what he's called to do, and he's like, no matter what, ngenda chikola. Glory be to God. There are people who know what they should do, but any small thing, Hallelujah. But Paul was like, I'm going to do it. I have to finish well. Glory be to God. Amen? I'm going to do it. See, those things, they are going to care in me, Chivoko. I don't care. I'm going to finish well. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. From the day I got, you know, a few months after I got born again, I got to know what I was called to do in this earth, on the earth. And from that time, a few months after I was born again, I was like, now I have to finish this thing. Glory be to God. That's why I really don't have very good memories about academics, med school. You know, I passed, I didn't get a SAP, what you guys call retakes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I just wanted just past 50, meanwhile I was cracking the Bible. I was reading books, Rick Joyner, The Final Quest. I began to read that book a few months after I was born again. Because I discovered what I was supposed to do, and I was like, I have to do it. Hallelujah. During that same time, that's when the gifts, that the giving thing was revealed to me. I'll go home, get a 10 sour, Then, man, I'll remember the guys who didn't have sugar in their rooms. Then I'll go to the canteen. Okay, then I order for quarter, umpayo, bukota, buna. After tithing, of course, 4 quarters, There's some of you even who don't know those quarter things. But are they still there? Because these days I'm more prosperous, so I don't know whether but other things are still there. I don't know who I should ask. I should ask them, but are they there? Quarter, what those things? Then I'll go, man, in rooms. Then I give a guy, man, guys would be so excited. You understand? It was a gift at work. Hallelujah. In fact, when we finished med school, I was the one, I think there was only one guy who was earning more money than me. That initial stage. But probably it was all because of those quarter sugar things, Hallelujah. And the money to do nothing. Money again to, more seed. Meanwhile, people got jobs, but they have things, Now, for me, it was money to do nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, that's prosperity. When you have money and there's nothing to use it for. Yeah, but you just bought a piece of land. Those are yours. You get your money, buy your land. You leave other people to also use their money for what they want. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So, Paul was determined, I'm going to finish this thing. The things I know about what God has called me, this ministry, and I'm like, I have to do them. But in the meantime, I am on standby. Should the season open, I'm ready to enter through that door. And I fulfill the will of God. No one can stop me. I'm telling you, no one. No one can do what? There's absolutely no one. Even Eden can't stop me. My daughter. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So Paul was like that, and you should be like that. Okay? Paul in 2 Timothy. Chapter 4, from verse 5 to 8, he's telling Timothy, he tells him, but you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I'm already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Hallelujah. That which Paul was determined to accomplish. a few days, I don't know where it was, month, he said he had finished. He had what? He had finished. Just imagine the joy of before you die, when you know I have finished. Some people die, they even die when they don't know that they're dying. This just falls on them like that. I mean, that's very unfortunate. Eh? Hallelujah. But Paul knew that now very soon I'm going. And then he says, according to, I have finished. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I have finished. To be honest, in the last, 6 years, I don't think there's anything the will of God, like especially to do with ministry and what, church, when I was in Zoe, I think there might not be anyone who has a greater CV. Of course, they're there, maybe, but I'm telling you the truth. I can't point at something I was supposed to do and I didn't do it and do it well. Glory be to God. To the extent that when I stepped down people, I don't know how many people had dreams, including me, when God actually wanted me back. Because, this guy, do you know how precious it is when God is when he has a work to do, he can send an emerald. Do you understand? There's no greater CV than that. These things of money, popularity, this CV when God is man, if there's a work to be done, this is the guy. Hallelujah. Amen? Man, I just saw it. Then, 3 months after I left, dreams started coming when God is I need this, Hallelujah. Meanwhile, for me, I'm on my own thing, People would just say, did I die? Dream? No. People, even some guys I didn't know. Hallelujah. And I used to sit back, I was like, I'm this great to God. Those things will just make me feel nice. You just see a guy at the chef, but you don't know how. When God is like, oh no, guy one God. Hallelujah. Amen. Those things will just feel nice. Hallelujah. Great Moses. Man, I think that's what you guys, there's no greater thing than to know that, man, you have a great CV in heaven. In the eye, you leave human beings. Human beings are fake, man. They are very, you can't know, how they judge things. But when now it's God, I have those dreams in my email box. I'm telling you, there are more than 20. Now, if there are 20, what about those people I never met who had those dreams? You understand? When God says, oh no, guy Wang, I have to get him back, to do for me a work. Hallelujah. But now, by the way, it's not going to happen. That chapter was what? Was closed. Glory be to God. Amen. That chapter was what? And from the day it was closed, there has never been a single dream to that effect. Hallelujah. There are grace periods, There's a time for everything, And maybe that's scary. That is what? There are things to be done at a certain point. You understand? That's why you need to work with God so that you, at every time, you do what you're supposed to do. Because there are some things, they don't shut. You understand? Hallelujah. Okay? So man, Paul, he's leaving. And he's like, I have finished. Hallelujah. Amen? If I were to die tomorrow, I think, first of all, now, just with this worship team, I think God is like, then you reach heaven, and God is like, I have to send you back. Worship team, glory, hallelujah. Amen? No, those are great CVs. Amen? Purpose, to get a CV in heaven. Where in heaven you're known as faithful. You had Dennis Mujimba last week, or the other week, when he shared how he had a dream when an angel called faithful. He appeared to him. He told him, I am faithful. My name is Faithful, and you've been faithful. You understand? Now that's awesome. That's awesome. That is what? Awesome. For me, what are the things I live for? But I don't live for money, for cars, for the whole city to know that I have the most beautiful woman. Those things are great. However, there are greater things. When God says, that guy. Hallelujah. Like in the Bible, when God would say that even if it was Moses or Daniel or Samuel, like to intercede about the thing, I wouldn't change my mind. When now the sample even goes this, see, even if it was once, now just imagine when I'm gone and God says, even if it were Moses, that guy who left, even if it was him. Or when he appears and tells them, man, why don't you be like Moses? That's awesome. Why don't you be like Gene? Hallelujah. You put your name there. Why don't you be like? Shout. Why don't you be like? Glory be to God. And you don't have to become famous. You don't have to become a first lady. But you can be a first lady in your house. Or with your boyfriend. Hallelujah. You can call yourself what? The first girlfriend. Those things. Hallelujah. Faithful. Faithful. Faithful Moses. Hey, man, these things are awesome. Even just thinking about them just makes me. You want to ask God, Kati, just give me another thing so that I can be faithful and get on my CV. Glory be to God. There's someone, you remember those dreams when I was able to navigate, to see Sam's wife, Joanne, she told me the other day that now she's like, I'm a liar. According to her, according to these dreams, I am seeing, but I'm pretending, I'm lying to people. because apparently, we shared on 31st overnight, there's a girl who had a dream, I think, on 30th. Okay? Everything. God is amazing. Can you imagine? You tell a guy you're going to start seeing, but you don't put a date. Okay? Then after you have told him, you begin now to use him in dreams when he's seeing people's lives. That's a mystery. And so this girl, I think it was on 30th, she had a dream. She was somewhere. Then a certain preacher came. Okay, so she was excited to see the preacher. Then she went to him what Elvis calls navigating, to navigate her life. The preacher failed completely. Okay, then she comes back where she was. Then she finds me somewhere. Then we start with that. Then I, I told her thing, and things which God wanted to address in her life, then she told what? Joanne. So Joanne said, now I know you are a liar. Because how can God use you 3 times? One time he did it with Alan, then that girl, then someone else, But me now I'm not seeing. For me, I'm like, God, you just get me start seeing. I'll be faithful. Hallelujah. You see, I'll be faithful. You just get me to start. I'll be what? I'll be faithful. Hallelujah. Amen. According to Joanne, that's a lie. You already started, There's this guy here, Mpora. This guy, he sees me seeing. Can you imagine? He sees me sick. You know, then you ask him, so what did I see? You know, eh? But anyway, my thing, according to me, I haven't just started seeing. But then when I begin, I'm going to be very faithful. Hallelujah. But you're like, but what is there to be faithful about? Just see, eh? Well, I don't know, but for me, I will see and I will see Bulungi and I will use what I see well, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Don't forget, today, you know, the message is, find out the will of God for your life for these 365 days of 2018 and purpose to do it. Hallelujah. Purpose to be faithful. Amen. And you'll be rewarded. Glory be to God. Because to a faithful man, blessings abound. All right? Jesus, we saw he was faithful. He finished his work. Okay? And what happened? He was blessed with a great name. A name or the name that is above every other name. At that name, everything in heaven, on earth, and under that, they bow and they confess that Jesus is Lord. Glory be to God. Paul, he knew the ministry he had been called to. He purposed to be faithful, like no matter what, I have to finish. Glory be to God. And before he left, he knew there was a crown awaiting him. Okay? A crown because he had been what? Faithful. And that's what God would want for your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen? Or what? Okay, seek first the kingdom of God. All right? Okay? Get acquainted with the king. Love the king. Love him. Hallelujah. And get to know the will of God for the king. What the king would want to do. Okay? In the kingdom. And embark on that. And it says that all these things, whatever you desire, will be added unto you. Hallelujah. It is that simple. Hallelujah. These things of running after blessing, what, you know, bugging God, you know, you don't have to. When you decide now to seek, to do what pleases him, what brings him pleasure, that is the thing for which he created you. It says all these things will be added unto you. Glory be to God. Amen? It is that simple. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. Let's read a line from the final question. There's this angel called Wisdom. He appears to Rick Joyner. And he tells Rick Joyner, the angel called Wisdom, he tells him, I am the primary gift that has been given to you for your work. I will show you the way and keep you on it. But only love will keep you faithful. Hallelujah. Wisdom will keep you on track. Okay? But only love will keep you faithful. So there's no way you're going to be faithful to God unless you love him. Hallelujah. So may you purpose this year among all the things you seek God for. Okay? Top of the list, you should seek to love God. You should ask him that, Father, help me to love you more and more. Because only love can keep someone faithful. Hallelujah. Because things come, distractions, what, you know, things to get your freedom, they come. But unless you love God, you know, you will just fall away. You will give up. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. As you pray to God to help you to be faithful, to help you to love him more and more.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.